Okay, folks, well, a regular feature here on the English... Hang on, I'm just going to have to fix this headset thing. It keeps falling off my head. It's not very good, you know. It's not very good at all. The little spongy thing's all fluffy, which is causing me to sneeze. And on top of that, the whole thing just keeps falling off my head. Not very good. Not very professional at all. Right, okay. A few more weeks, folks, and we shall go back to our studios in Spain, where all the proper equipment is. Okay. Good job, though. Does the job, you know. It's a microphone. It records my voice. That's it. What else do you need? Right, can we move on, please? This is the section of the English programmes broadcast where we take a look what's happening at good old Auntie Beeb. Yes. We love Auntie Beeb, don't we, Pilar? Yes, we do. Yes. The pillar of the community and everything. And we're going to have a look, see what's on today to let you know about. We get all our information from the BBC Press Office page, which is a fine service, don't you know? It gives you all bits of info and everything. It's great. So, Wednesday, 24th of August, National Treasures. Oh, hang on a minute, I've got to do something here. I'm out of practice. This is our first day of broadcasting for 18 days. I've forgotten how to sort of press all the buttons and everything. I've got to do that, and I have to press... I need to be able to see how long I've got. I only get 5 minutes on the audio boo, you see. So, hang on, I've got to press this button here, like that. Almost finished, folks. Just talk among yourselves. Right, here we go. I've got 2 minutes. 2 minutes gone. So, National Treasures Live. It's episode 3 of 5. It's on tonight, 7:30, 7:30, BBC One. They've got a website, don't you know? bbc.co.uk/history/hands-on-history. Dan Snow, Sean Williams continue to bring history to life. Live to the nation's living rooms. This week the team are in Stratford-upon-Avon at an archaeological dig at Shakespeare's home. This is an impressive dig, excavating the foundations of the new place. A grand town. Oh, it's grand, that is, yes. It's grand, yes. There's my whippet and my hat. I've got one of those flat cap things, you know. I've been wearing it all summer. I love it. A grand townhouse that Shakespeare bought and lived in for the last 6 years of his life. Look out for that 7:30 tonight. 8 o'clock on BBC One, Village SOS. Historic square. It dates back to the Roman era, but fewer and fewer people are marching to visit the Lincolnshire town of Caister, which has lost many of its amenities in recent years. With the help from the people at Village SOS, the tide of visitors may be turning, thanks to a six-figure grant, I suppose that would help, from the Big Lottery Fund and an imaginative scheme to change a disused chapel into an arts and heritage centre. It's rather spiffing idea, don't you know? If that doesn't sort of grab your fancy, what about Seven Wonders of the Buddhist World? It's on, says here, schedule edition, 12th of August, 9 p.m. on BBC Two. Fascinating documentary. Historian Bethany Hughes travels to the Seven Wonders of the Buddhist World. Look out for that. Offering an insight, unique one, into one of the most ancient belief systems still practiced today. That's tonight, 9 p.m. BBC Two. And that's your lot. That's it, folks. Seven Wonders of the Buddhist World. That's 9 p.m. tonight, BBC Two. 8 p.m. BBC One is Village SOS, and 7:30, National Treasures Live. That's BBC One, okay? Must be after the One show, so look out for that. All of the info there, read it yourself in full on the official BBC Press Office page, bbc.co.uk/pressoffice.